listener beware. You gave us the scares.
Hello.
And welcome.
To Say Podcast and Die.
The minisode.
It's right. It's theories and queries. And today we have a batch of exciting messages from various goosepunks that we're going to cover. But also we want to start with a little bit of goose news.
We also want to say who we are.
Oh, yeah. I'm Andy.
I'm Alyssa.
This is one of my biggest struggles, you know, is remembering to do that. But I'm glad you're here to remind me.
I'm glad I serve some function.
Well, we learned a little bit about ourselves this past New Year's. Our Buzzsprout account sent us a kind of fun fact sheet about, you know, what our podcast is about. Things we didn't know about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those things is where we're most popular. Alyssa, do you want to share with the Goosepunks which city in the entire world has downloaded us the most this past year?
Well, that honor goes to Melbourne, Australia.
What the hell? That's so cool.
I think it was that Guardian article.
Maybe, yeah. I just, you know, chicken and egg, right?
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Chicken and egg monster.
Chicken and egg. Yeah, that's the kind of content that'll get you charting in Australia.
I appreciate it, Australia. We both appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And all the rest of you also.
Yeah, for sure. But especially Melbourne.
All right. So we've also got some more news. Goosepunk Chris let us know that there's an interesting connection between R.L. Stein and the classics, which is a claim Andy had made way back in our first episode. So, Andy, do you feel vindicated?
Extremely, and surprised mainly.
So what's going on here?
So, a few years ago, there was big news in the world of classical literature because, for the first time, a major translation of the Odyssey that was getting lots of attention was a translation done by a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Emily Wilson, who is a super cool person and did some really interesting things with her translation, actually. If you want the deets, just go ahead and DM me, or you can just Google them yourself, because I'm just repeating stuff other people told me. Anyway, she's very interesting. People blurbed her book. One of the people, I don't understand why, who this publisher chose to blurb Emily Wilson's translation of the Odyssey is our friend Bob Lawrence Stein.
Yeah. So what's Bob got to say about the Odyssey?
It's appropriate to him, very short. Some people have whole paragraphs here. He says, quote, "Poetry that reads like a thriller." R.L. Stein, author of the Goosebumps series.
That's wild that they're like, what does R.L. Stein have to say about this new translation of the Odyssey?
Yeah. I wonder.
Was he like passing by the hall in the publishing house and like, oh, hey, you want to give a quote? And he's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe he just really likes classics, though. I mean, that there is a pipeline from being a kid who's into the Greek and Roman gods to being a comic book nerd, you know?
That's true.
So maybe he went down that pipeline and just was really excited to read this.
Yeah. It's like, wow, what a page turner. We also want to share some great communications we got from Goosepunks recently.
Spoiler alert, queer people like the haunted mask. One of the themes here.
Goosepunk Dawn originally contacted us to tell us that in the Masters of the Universe series, one of the titles, Demons of the Deep, was written by the aforementioned Bob Lawrence Stein. And then as we got to talking, he shared a little bit more of his experience of being a Goosepunk. And so we wanted to read part of his messages. Dawn writes, "My favorite book is The Haunted Mask, hands down. I wasn't allowed to watch or read Goosebumps as a kid, so he grew up Baptist. However, as a young gay person, I didn't fit in anywhere. Not at home, school, or church. I thought I had to don a mask," in parentheses, he writes, "be a shithead," "in order for people to like me or to not make fun of me."
I mean, that's kind of Carly Beth's experience, right?
Yeah.
And then Headless Halloween is an interesting variation on that, right? Yeah. I think that kid's not pretending to be a shithead.
However, just like in the show, when Carly Beth holds her plastered head up at the vengeful spirits, and that's when she realizes she's loved all along. Like her, I changed my perspective with who I was or what love I deserve when I held my plastered head up to the vengeful spirits of the world and told them I'm me and I love myself. Thank you for allowing me to experience these books in a meaningful and thoughtful way. I still practice Christianity, but I don't attend church because homophobia is real and shitty. My spiritual relation doesn't have anything to do with other people, but instead how I show love to others, not shoving my beliefs, thoughts, and ideologies down people's throats. Thank you for all of your love and hard work in regards to this podcast and just being yourselves.
That's really sweet.
It really is.
And it's so nice. It's something like we've talked about and guests on the show have talked about too, about feeling like I don't fit in. But then here's this thing that exactly speaks to that. And it also weirdly is a thing that was very mainstream that everybody liked. So it like gave you a way to connect with people over that too.
Yeah. But also has kind of a special place in Misfit's hearts.
Yeah, exactly.
And he also sent us a really happy, heartwarming picture of him and his husband, who had just gotten married a couple weekends before. And so we want to say mazel tov, congratulations to you and your husband.
Don. Yes, yes. I know, that just, it made my day reading that. And then revisiting it again today.
Yeah.
So, also, speaking of Haunted Mask and queerness, Sarah also wrote to us about queerness and the Haunted Mask and kind of shared her story a bit. So Sarah says, "Hi there. I just wanted to let you both know how much I love the podcast and how much I appreciate you both being yourselves."
Thank you. Aww.
"My name is Sarah, she, her, and I'm a bisexual junior in college." I love that. I want that on your business card. She says, and this actually really speaks to what we were just talking about, "I feel so represented through the two of you as a Goosebumps lover, queer person, and horror slash literature nerd.
Aww.
I can sometimes have a hard time finding others with my niche interests who don't try to mansplain things to me. The insights that you give, along with the genuine love you have toward the material, is so wonderful. Thank you so, so much for making a difficult time a lot better. I'm sorry if this sounds weird or creepy. Haha."
It does not.
No, it doesn't. It's like, whatever.
It's really heartwarming. And it's like, oh, I love that we've made these connections through doing this.
Yeah, it's really nice. Like that. Like we've said before, it's helping us continue to get through the pandemic to find this community and, you know, share experiences and theories and all that. She continues, "Also, my favorite book is The Haunted Mask." And I asked why it's her favorite. She said, "Haunted Mask always really appealed to me since I was about 8 or 9 when I first read it and was a small for my age girl with a quiet voice and anxiety who constantly felt underestimated by other kids." Relatable?
Oh boy, yes. Except for the small for my age part, yes.
Yeah, you've always been proudly tall. Or above average height.
Yeah.
"I really related to the idea of trying to gain control by scaring others rather than being the scared one. The element of claustrophobia is the same thing that made me love The Cask of Amontillado and Gerald's Game."
Yeah.
"Yeah, good taste continued to develop. My third grade teacher," I'd like, this is Andy here speaking, "like to shout out to third grade teachers everywhere who provided students with good books to get us out of the drudgery of childhood."
Yeah, moments of self-recognition and joy.
Yeah, exactly. "So my third grade teacher was the one who introduced me to Goosebumps around 2007. Just a quick sidebar. I think that means her third grade teacher was our age. Or is our age. Because if...
Her third grade teacher would be a little older than us. Because in 2007, I was a freshman in college.
Right. And I would have been a sophomore or junior. But the people a couple years ahead of me would have been about to graduate and just start teaching their first, you know, third grade classes.
Yep. Yep. And probably had these same experiences with Goosebumps.
Right. That's what I guess. I mean, her teacher could have been any age, but if the teacher was fresh out of college, I would imagine an elder millennial. Anyway, she had the entire original series and the 2000 series. I mean, that sounds like an elder millennial move.
It does.
"So I spent the entire school year reading through every single one. My best friend at the time, who I'm still friends with,
nice.
had a bunch of Goosebumps episodes on DVD, which we would watch at every sleepover, along with creepypastas. They were probably what got me into horror and creepy stuff in the first place."
Oh, yeah. I love that the Goosebumps to Horror Nerd pipeline continues to this day.
Yeah, so many pipelines in this one. All of them good. So Sarah is studying marketing and arts administration and wants to do marketing or development for a theater. And we wish her all the best on this career track and know she will bring many good things into the world.
That's right. Thank you, Sarah. And Michelle, who is Michelle's Melancholia on Instagram, shout out to a fantastic username. Michelle wrote with some details regarding our series on the first Tales to Give You Goosebumps Tales to Give You Goosebumps series. And she said some really important things about Goose First Science that I'm excited to share.
Yeah, she checked us.
Mm-hmm.
We've been far too cavalier.
Michelle writes, "Hello, Goosepunks. First of all, I have to say there are no words to to describe how much I've enjoyed reading Tales to Give You Goosebumps alongside the podcast. I love that.
Yeah, I know. I love when people do read-alongs.
Mm-hmm. I think R.L. Stine really shines in the short story format for the most part.
Agreed.
Yes.
The terser, the better.
The first thing I wanted to say is that pod people referenced in the story Strangers in the Woods are most certainly the aliens from the book The Body Snatchers by Jack Finney. This extraordinary book was adapted into a movie, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, in the 1950s, then in the 70s, and finally in 1993, which is the year right before Tales to Give You Goosebumps came out. She writes, and although there are no tentacles in the book, I'm pretty sure the aunt has been body snatched, and that's why she's just slightly off. Other than that, my favorites so far have been Strange Peas and Good Friends, because they both fall into the horror subgenre of psychological ambiguity, never knowing what's real and what's not.
Makes me so happy to find a fellow Good Friends liker.
Oh, yeah. So regarding Good Friends, Michelle writes, Good Friends basically blew my mind as both a kid and adult. I love the kind of horror that just makes you sad. Hey, hey, I see you. I see you.
Yeah, remember when I cried after Babadook?
Yeah. Yeah, we cried on the train home. And peeling back the layers of this poor kid's mental state, he made Dylan up as a braver, meaner kid that could say and do the things he would never dare to do, and the little sister as a projection of himself, someone he could treat as badly as his brother treats him, almost in a cycle of abuse. It was heavy for a kid's story. Man, this really, like, makes me want to reconsider Good Friends.
Good.
And Michelle offers her hot take on Goose Scientists. As an adult, I now see how bad the goose science is. It's unethical, harmful, and just wrong. No scientific rigor in the slightest. But, seriously, the portrayal of science in the Goosebumps books is one of the reasons I became a, in parentheses, mad scientist. Which, Annie called me in from another room and read this out loud to me, and just my mind was blown. It captures the scientific spirit of curiosity, passion, and pushing the boundaries, and I still think about these things when things get stressful at work. I promise I'm not a goose-verse-style scientist, but the goose science slander must end.
I like that our third pipeline here is actually Goosebumps reader to scientist.
Yeah. And then Annie followed up to ask what made her get interested in science.
Mad science.
Mad science. Which books? And she writes, Deep Trouble and Why I'm Afraid of Bees. The premise of swapping minds and bodies blew my little mind away. I was like, I want to do that. And I'm going to offer better customer service, which is amazing. Combining science and customer service. It's important.
Yeah. But will you advertise on ComputerNote? That's the question.
I hope somebody has bought that URL and is doing good things with it. So you can find Michelle on Instagram at Michelle's Melancholia, where she does great book reviews. And you can also link to them directly at michellesmelancholia.com.
Speaking of which, we also have a URL after 2+ years of... No, not
we,
two.
A we year bought and a it half. A year and a half ago, and I set it up today. So, yeah. So you can find us at saypodanddie at... not at gmail.com. You can find us at saypodanddie.com. It collects all the episodes. It collects reviews. We're going to update it with more stuff.
We'll put bios on there.
And put pictures of Franklin and Mina.
Yeah. The last time I built a website... I had an Angel Fire page, and so my sense of what goes on a website is like, oh, you should have a message board and a one of those little counters and some fun GIFs. I don't know what we should actually put on it.
Yeah, it's funny, you were Angel Fire. I was a GeoCities girl.
Oh, I had GeoCities also at one point. And Homestead?
I don't remember that one.
I think it was around briefly.
Yeah.
What was your GeoCities about?
God, I don't remember.
Mine was about Digimon.
Nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
So the other thing we want to shout out to you guys is that we had called for voicemails from Goosebumps characters. You can hear that on a previous minisode. And also paper titles.
For your thesis.
Yeah. If you were to write a paper about the Goosebumps books. For our class, which is this podcast. what would your title and or thesis statement be? We've gotten some good ones so far, and we want to collect a few more so we can get a critical mass. So please send those in to us. You can do so at saypodanddie@gmail.com.
Or you can get in touch with us and send us these things on Twitter and Instagram at saypodanddie.
And our brand spanking new website has a contact form, so you could do that too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Great. Great move, Alyssa.
It's part of the template.
I think we can end on that note.
Listeners beware, send us more scares.
Ooh. Ooh. Good boo.
Good boo.